Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Thursday around lunchtime, Miami, Florida. I got my main man, Devin Ellington, with me. Devin, what's up, buddy? How are you this morning?
Shoot, not much. Threw in a dart tournament last night, got third place. But, you know, other than that, just enjoying Oklahoma.
Love it, man. Love it. Again, another scheduling conflict here, but let's see if we can knock this out and get some winners for the listeners today. We got a lot to talk about. We got MLB, we got one NBA game, we got NHL, and we have the return of the NFL. Are you excited about it?
Man, we have pro and college football tonight, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Awesome. Well, before we jump into today's slate, let's give a shout out to our sponsors over at Manscaped.com. They just released the new and improved lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology. I love mine. Devin loves his, and you should get one too. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, we got a little bit of a doubleheader here today to kick things off. We got my Detroit Tigers again, who really disappointed us yesterday against the St. Louis Cardinals and Flaherty on the mound. Cardinals and Flaherty are -240 favorites. Detroit +195, over under 6.5, shaded to the under at -120. Any thoughts for you here in game one to kick us off today?
Yeah, I haven't had any recent luck with these seven-inning doubleheader games, first or second leg of them. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this. Scooble, you know, he's a rookie, making his third start. Flaherty, you know, he's capable, maybe a first five under or first 3.5. I'm saying that again, but yeah, again, no true opinion. This is just a weird one in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of lean to the under here as well. I kind of like the steam, but you never know with these Tigers. They can give up 400 runs like they did yesterday, so we could be in the same spot again. So I'm gonna pass on this game as well. Next game on the board, we got the Astros and Yukidi. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. That's maybe you can help me out against Manea.
Your Katie or something. Katie. I've heard it said once.
Against Manea and the Athletics. Manea and the Athletics -155 favorites here. Houston +130. I had a nice little in-game wager on the Athletics last night at -110 to win the game. They came back and won, so that was nice. Cashed some tickets there. But yeah, I mean, here you got Manea. I'm not all too familiar with the Houston pitcher here today. Maybe you can shed some light for me. But Manea is pretty capable, pretty solid lefty for the Athletics. Remind me, how do the Astros hit lefties?
They got a couple guys specifically that do really, really well. Yuli Gurriel, Carlos Correa, and Martin Maldonado. All hit over 300. They're all above 340, in the 340 mark, and all above 750 as far as OPS. Michael Brantley was just destroying lefties to begin the year, but he's down under 300 now, but he's got a 938 OPS. So Astros typically, you know, are capable against left-handed bats.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is a game where I really like Oakland. I mean, I know you do long-term as well for the season. So yeah. I'm going to just – it's a little bit of a pricey – a little pricey here today at -155. Maybe look to see if the Astros can get up, maybe take a live in-game wager on the Athletics again. I do think the Athletics pull this one out and win the game, but hopefully maybe we can get a better line in-game. What do you think there?
I mean, you're the guru with it. So, I mean, that's a good look. You know, pre-flop, you know, and it'll, you know how I am. Steven Piscotty's out. Excuse me. Matt Chapman is doubtful. So those are two pretty big guys for Oakland. So take that with what you will.
Yeah, that's scary. But, yeah, I still think Oakland's got what it takes to get the victory here. But, yeah, this is probably a pass game for me. Yeah. Slightly into Oakland here. But, yeah, it's a little too pricey for me at minus 150, minus 155. Next game on the board, we got Dylan Bundy and the Angels taking on the Rangers. Rangers won two straight against the Angels here, which is surprising. I've been on the Angels two nights in a row. Two L's for the Magic Man here over here in Miami. But you got to think the Angels are going to right the ship here, a minus 160 road favorites against Kyle Gibson and the Rangers. Over under 8, shaded to the over minus 115. Any thoughts for you here? I think I'm on the Angels today again. But at minus 160, a little pricey. But, yeah, you got to think that the Rangers winning two in a row, it's time for the Angels to right the ship.
To drop one, yeah. You know, I like that take. Again, the juice is just it makes me feel a little uncomfortable about it. I was looking at maybe more of a safe play of a team total for the Angels over 4.5 because they get a tremendous hitting upgrade against right-handed pitching, speaking specifically of, you know, Albert Pujols, Anthony Rendon, Andrelton Simmons, Mike Trout. Those guys are all, you know, in the heart of that order, and they get the biggest upgrades. So your biggest bats get the biggest upgrade against a right-handed pitcher in Kyle Gibson, who has almost a 6.0 ERA. So I'm looking at a team total over for the Angels at
that might be the better way. That might be the better way to play this game here over the team total. What are you laying any juice here at over?
It's minus. It's 1.25, -125.
Not terrible. Not terrible.
No.
Next game on the board, Devin, we got the Atlanta Braves and Robbie Erlin on the mound, the lefty for the Braves against the Nationals, and Austin Voth, the righty. Braves minus 160, road favorites against the Nationals, plus 130, over under 10.5, shaded to the over at minus 120 here. You know, these two teams can turn it on, turn it off at multiple times throughout the season, as we've seen.
Yeah.
This is probably a pass game for me, but I mean, obviously, I think the Braves are the better team here at minus 160 favorites. I just wouldn't lay the minus 160 with the Braves. I might be peaking at the over 10.5, but not really too excited about this one. What about you?
I wish I had data on the game after a team scores 29 freaking runs and what they do the next day offensively, because that's the position the Braves are in. As you know, you and I were on the Marlins yesterday. And what do you know? The team that we picked against almost broke the major league record for most runs scored in a game. So, yeah, I'm a little gun-shy and feelings hurt
like
over here.
I posted on Twitter. It's like I posted – yeah, well, Devin, it's like I posted on Twitter. I'd rather lose a game 12-0 and 29-9 or whatever than lose a game 8-7 or 8-6. So
it's a pretty big outlier, just kind of – fluky, obviously.
But yeah.
Same here. Same pass game. I expect lots of runs, though. And it just jumped to 11 on the total just now.
There you go.
Follow the steam.
Kansas City and Brady. Yeah, follow the steam. Sometimes. Kansas City and Brady Singer against Aaron Civale and the Indians. Indians, another big favorite in this one, minus $2. Royals. Plus 160, we didn't go back to the well with them yesterday. I think this is a spot where the Indians probably dominate.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean -1.5, -110 on the run line, but no true opinion here. I do like my Royals, so I'll probably just stay off this one. What about you here?
Yeah, no true opinion. I was going to say maybe Cleveland team total over, but it's at 4.5. I really don't like that hook. If I could have got 4, I would have went with it. But, yeah, nothing worth seeing here, in my opinion.
Now, we got a game that I think you might have an opinion on, and that's the Philadelphia Phillies and Jake Arrieta against Sandy Alcantara and the Marlins, both minus 110, and the over is 8.5, shades the over minus 120. Give me your thoughts on this game here.
So, Philly, you know, they opened as a even money dog. Now they're at minus 110, so market shifting their, you know, favorable number. Man, Jake Arrieta is allowing a lot of runs this year.
Which leads me to my next question. What's the over team total in the Marlins?
That's what I was just looking at. I bet it's four. It's four at minus 122. Even if Arrieta goes six innings, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, there's still the Philadelphia bullpen. I don't know how many bets I thought were dead. And then sixth, seventh inning involving, you know, the Phillies, it all of a sudden it's just like pow, pow, pow. You know, the bullpen, you know, they're right there with the Diamondbacks as far as one of the worst in the league. So over four, team total Miami. I like it.
I like
it's,
it too.
Minus 110.
I like it too. Let's go back to the well with the Marlins. But let's only play the team total today at over four. You got the Red Sox and Mike Kickham against Josh Fleming and the Rays. Rays -$2 favorites. Red Sox +160. Over under 9 runs. Shaded to the over -120. I kind of like the over here.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I don't know if you have a if you can back me up on this or disagree. What do you think here?
Well, I really like the over just for the specific reasoning that this is going to be what it looks to be a bullpen game for the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are right up there with the Phillies and the Diamondbacks as far as being one of the worst bullpens or pitching staffs in the league. 83% of the bet percentage and 97% of the money is on the over. That's kind of where I was at first glance. I like it. These Rays bats are just – you don't see a lot of superstar names in here, but they just do what they need to get some runs and to win. Their team total's 5. And it's minus 125. So if it was like minus 115 or minus 110, I would think about it a little more. But as of right now, just the full game over, I think.
Yeah, I like full game over, 9 runs there in that one. Next game up on the board, we got the Birds, the Dirty Birds, and Keegan Aiken, the lefty, against the Yankees. Garrett Cole, who's been very shaky this season.
Yeah.
Birds are +205, Yankees -260 on the comeback. Over under 9, shaded to the under minus 120 here. Tough one for me here. I'm leaning over 9.
Yeah.
But, no true opinion. I'm not too happy with today's slate of games in the MLB.
It's pretty rough. Garrett Cole's going to have a good outing eventually, right? Like, he can't just go sign this mega deal with the Yankees to just have a 4.0 ERA the whole season, right? I mean, that's not – I don't know. So it's like I'm banking on him to make this good start, but then I look at the numbers of what the Orioles can do specifically against the spread. They're 9-1 in their last 10, 15-3 on the year on the road, 28-13 against the spread total, and they're getting plus money at the run line. So I'm taking a peek at that. I'm trying – just talk me out of not being crazy and taking the Dirty Birds here just for the hell of it. I mean, it's plus 225. Talk me out of it. I want to.
I can't talk you out of it. The Orioles got some bats, and at +$2 or better, you know, it's always nice to take a shot against the Yankees, who seem to be hampered by injuries, and and Garrett Cole looked a little shaky. So I don't mind it. I don't mind the play.
Right.
You know, if you lose, that's fine. But at least we think there's a little bit of value here at over $2.
I got a couple of, and honestly, you talk about the value. I think this should probably be a little bit more like +180. In my opinion, but couple team total plays maybe here for Baltimore, 3.5 -110 for the full game. And then first 5 over 1.5 at -110. Garrett Cole's been giving up a couple runs early. I mean, he'll still get his shutout or his strikeouts, but it seems the first 2 innings, you know, he usually gives up at least one. So maybe looking at them to go over their team total in the first half or first 5 and the full game.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I like the team total for the Orioles as well. Before we jump into the last few games here on the MLB slate, let's just remind everybody our other sponsors over at mybookie.ag. Go sign up, create an account, get 100% match on your first deposit. Use the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Get a free $10 MLB future wager as well. Devin, we got the Cincinnati Reds against your Chicago Cubbies. The Cubbies are rolling out Alzolay, and the Reds are rolling out Sonny Gray. Reds are -140 with Gray on the mound. Cubbies are +120 here. over under 7 runs shaded to the over -125. Any thoughts for you here on this one? I know this is in your sweet spot.
Sure. Well, Sonny Gray is one of my favorite pitchers, so this is going to be tough. Maybe a first 5 under. 14-mile-per-hour wind in. I always keep an eye on that at Wrigley just because that's what everyone talks about, the field, you know, and the wind. But other than that, maybe a Sonny Gray over strikeouts prop if you can get it at, like, 7.5, 6.5, because he's going to get probably 8. He's a really good strikeout pitcher, and the Cubs have holes in their bats. First 5 under, Sonny Gray – strikeout prop over 6.5.
Interesting. We got the Giants against the Padres. Paddock on the mound for the Padres. Cahill on the mound for the Giants. Giants +150, Padres -180, over under 9. Shade to the under -115. You got to think that the Giants can maybe hold their own here in this one. I kind of lean over the 9 runs, but I do like Paddock. Cahill is shaky at times, but I do like the over the 9 runs -105. Any thoughts here for you on this one?
So I was actually taking a peek at the under, just for the simple fact that, you know, you talked about Cahill, but he's made some really good starts his last two starts ago. He pitched into like the 7th or the 8th, I think. Again, pitcher's ballpark. I'm not sure if it helped me yesterday. I said it yesterday about the...
Yeah, but it could be a pitcher's ballpark, but the Giants just don't really hit tons of home runs. They really just put the ball in play, get a lot of base hits. So yeah. That's what leads me to think that, you know, both these teams are really good at that. So that's what leads me to think over the 9 runs here.
That's not a bad take. I will say San Fran opened at +180. It's all the way down to +155, like you said. So... I think either the sharp or the public or someone, lots of people are thinking Giants tonight.
Yeah, Giants over. I don't hate it. Dodgers and Dustin May against Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. And the Diamondbacks, +205 for the Diamondbacks at home, -225 for the Dodgers. I do like this spot here for the Dodgers at -1.5 on the run line at -140. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I would lean in this one. I do think that the Dodgers finally will put together a game. I do like Dustin May a lot, and Madison Bumgarner is just a bum. He's a little washed up, in my opinion. So I'm looking to lean Dodgers run line -1.5, -140 here. Any thoughts for you on this one?
I mean, they definitely have the way more potent offense, so that's going to be the way to go. They cover pretty decently ATS. So, you know, you're not looking at anything as far as skewed numbers on that. They're actually better on the road than they are at home, ATS. So, and again, we're talking about the Diamondbacks, and we should just go ahead and start calling Madison Bumgarner just Mad Bum. Like, just call him his nickname because he's now turned into a Mad Bum. Like, it's ridiculous.
He has. Devin, last game to talk about, we got game 2 of the Detroit Tigers-St. Louis Cardinals series here, and that's Jordan Zimmermann on the mound for the Tigers. St. Louis Cardinals rolling out Austin Gomber. Cardinals in game 2 are -$2 favorites. Zimmermann and the Tigers +160. I kind of like the Zim and the Tigers here at +160 in game 2. Yeah. Can you talk me out of it, or are you into my pick here at the plus money in game 2?
Invader Zim. So I personally, I'm going to stay away from these two games just because I'm doing terrible with these 7-inning games. I'm not mad at your pick whatsoever, though. Gomber came out, made his first start with the Cardinals, pitched really well, as you can tell by his ERA. But small sample size, the Detroit Tigers like lefties hitting against them. And then Zimmerman's a capable veteran arm, so you get, you know, good 4 innings in this 7-inning game out of him, and who knows what can happen.
All right. Are you ready for some football, Devin?
Oh, my gosh. Please?
All right. I love me some football. We got a Thursday night marquee matchup here. Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, David Johnson taking on Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs are -9.5, over under in this game, 53.5. Man, I really want to take the Texans here +9.5. I just feel like it's a lot of points.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could maybe sprinkle a little bit. Just proceed with caution so early in the season. Sprinkle a little bit on the 9.5. And maybe the Chiefs go up 14-0 and you can get the Texans in game at, you know, maybe plus three touchdowns, something like that.
A couple possessions.
So that's what I would look for in this one. That's how I would attack this game. Any thoughts for you on the Texans-Chiefs game?
I'll tell you what. I don't know how I was able to get it, but I was able to take Kansas City plus 54. That's the best bet of the night. As the listeners probably know, and then the Twitter followers, you know, my bookie was doing the Kansas City plus 54 points promotion because they won Super Bowl 54. But anyways, promo stuff aside, this Chiefs team, their offense is ridiculous. But look at what Houston did against them in the playoffs before choking off that 24-point lead. So you know that Bill O'Brien's offense and Deshaun Watson can get things done. I want to see how the Kansas City defense starts the season after going on that tear the last 4 weeks of the season and into the postseason, other than allowing a bunch of points to their first game. But, you know, the last five games of the year last year, I think they were averaging 15 points per game as a defense. So I just want to enjoy this game. I'm going to cop out. I just want to enjoy this game. I got my Kansas City plus 54 for my bookie, but week one, small unit size, like you've said before, bud.
Absolutely. We got some NBA to talk about. One game on the board, Los Angeles Lakers minus 5, over under 218 against the Houston Rockets. Rockets, you know, I've been betting pretty well with this series in game, so I'm going to look for the Rockets plus double digits again tonight. Hopefully Lakers can take a little bit of a lead, and we can get down on the Houston Rockets plus 12.5, 13, 14, something like that. That's kind of where I'm looking to lay my money.
I bet nothing
pre-flop except for maybe potentially the over, but that's not really anything that I'm looking to play tonight.
So there's a system that I've been following for the NBA playoffs, and that's, you know, when there's more money on the favorites than there is the bet percentage, the favorite covers 64% of the time and has a 24% ROI. And I rolled with both favorites Tuesday night. They both covered last night. You know, Toronto Boston was a little weird just because of the overtime game, but the Clippers covered. I had them covering, so I'm going to go back to it. You know, I'm going to see about the 64% cover percentage and a 24% ROI, and I'm just going to roll with the Lakers covering and going up 3-1 because they look pretty good right now.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston wins the game, but definitely the Lakers is probably the right side. But yeah, no real opinion for me pre-flop. I'm just going to try and get the Rockets double digits at some point during the game. And then we got an NHL game to talk about. We got the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Dallas Stars. Vegas minus 165, Dallas plus 145, over under 5.5 goals. Over is plus 115, under minus 135. I like under 1.5 goals. Goals in the first period. I also like the Vegas Golden Knights to win the game, and then maybe after the first period see if you can get over 3.5 goals and maybe lay down the action on over 3.5, lay some juice, maybe minus 140, minus 145. But that's kind of where I would lean in this game. You agree, disagree, or kind of rolling with it?
Yeah, you've been spot on with this series. We obviously, both of us, I followed your futures lead, you know, and I'm rooting for the Knights for futures ticket's sake. So both of these games so far have gone under by a couple of goals. Do you think maybe these teams light it up, or is this just the way the series is going to be? It's just going to be a defensive –
I think it's just going to be grinded out hockey, but I like under 1.5 in the first period. And I like maybe if you could take it alive over 3.5 after the first period, hopefully you can get that line. I'll be waiting and watching as well. That's all the time we have for today, gentlemen and ladies who are listening out there. Our fellow hoopballers, please follow us on Twitter. I'm at IrisSilverMagic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter as well. Follow us along for our plays of the day and our live bets. We are a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Make sure you go check out manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 and mybookie.ag, promo code HoopBall. All right, guys, we'll see you back on tomorrow, Friday, and we'll talk a little bit about the NFL upcoming schedule for the weekend.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.